Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ever feel alone? Ever feel like crying? Lost child in a store? Ever feel like pushing?
Wow.
Shoving you away?
Oh. I do feel that way.
It's getting ready to get violent.
I can't wait.
Feel like slipping away. Stand in the corner and scream with me. A body full of empty.
I can actually kind of understand him. I was thinking there was going to be a lot more swallowing the microphone.
Yeah, I need more of that.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the Newport Middle Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Paul Middle Ford.
We know trucks.
The Heat, they take on the Celtics tonight. 7:30 is your tip-off from the Kaseya Center. 6:15 is pre-Heat. No Rozier, of course, remains out with his neck injury. DeLon Wright will return after the birth of his daughter. Congratulations to DeLon Wright.
Excellent, excellent.
Florida Panthers, they're going to try and bust out the top hats and monocles tonight. 7 o'clock, game 5 against the Tampa Bay Lightning. You can hear that on AM 790. The Marlins blew a 7-0 lead. They lost to the Washington Nationals 12-9. Oof. Unreal.
Woo!
I know, Joe. I'm telling you, dude.
Oof.
I mean, Jesus. 6-23 on the year.
It is impressive how they continue to find new ways to lose, though.
Yep. It is, what do we got? 6 straight losses for the Fish after splitting a series with the Cubs. Oh. 6 straight losses. Series wraps up tonight, if anybody's going to be tuning into that one. Marlins and Nationals.
Let's go. Is a 4-game series called the wraparound series?
It is a wraparound series. Oh. The old wraparound series, Leroy.
Why is it called the wraparound series? I really don't know. And me asking you, are you going to yell at me for asking you?
I think it's, I don't mean to. Make it sound simple, I think it's just because it wraps around the weekend. I think that's how it is.
All right.
Because you have a weekend series.
So it goes Friday to Monday.
Friday to Monday, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
That is it.
That's pretty good.
That is the answer, actually.
Dolphins wrapped up their draft and took Chop Robinson, first round. Patrick Paul, second round. There was some pushback from the Dolphins brass because a lot of people saying, well, I don't know if these guys are going to help you this year. And here's what Mike McDaniel had to say to those pundits out there.
About the pushback.
Okay. We don't really worry about what other scouts do.
Well, you see, that's why, because it has pushback in the title. That's why I was like, okay.
It's Chris Greer.
All righty. Well, then we'll do the other one.
Just because the player has an upside. You know, we had a very deliberate approach to the entire draft on getting guys on the team that would compete and make us better right now. And, you know, some guys are determined by other people that they have a higher ceiling or whatever. We just get the guys in the building and let them prove that themselves.
So my question is this. And I hate this aspect of professional sports because this only happens in football, right? The number one pick in baseball isn't expected to be in the big leagues week one.
No.
It happens, but he's not expected to. The number one player in hockey. It happens, but he's not expected to. Even in basketball, as great as a guy is when he gets into the league, they view his prime as 26, 27.
Yep.
right? Why in football you draft a 21, 22-year-old guy and he's supposed to be an impact player right away? Is football different?
No.
I mean, everybody except receiver.
Receivers have been kind of blowing up the league right away.
But it happened. No, there are exceptions to every rule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. But I'm saying every player that comes into the league, I don't care where you are drafted, has to develop. Now, there are some guys, depending on their position, can develop on the fly. Sometimes offensive linemen can come in right away, and the skills that they possess, they can perform right away, but they're still developing. Guys that play wide receiver, sometimes their speed, right, enables them to be successful right away. However, to become the full player, it takes a little bit of time as far as reading defenses, running routes, and stuff like that. Same thing with running backs. Sometimes a running back comes in and he possesses so much natural talent that he can run away from everybody or run over everybody. Yeah,
A-Chan made an impact right away last year.
Right. But I'm saying, because he ran away from everybody. But as his career develops, he's going to become a more complete player. Either that is with pass protection, either it is with running routes, that is with reading defenses and how to set up blocks and things like that. So why do we have a problem when they say he's not going to be an impact player right away?
I think the thing that people get weird about with the draft is, like, in the first couple rounds, everybody feels like everybody's afraid to reach. Like, that's the thing. Everybody's afraid to reach. And then, like, in the back end of the draft, it's all, oh, that guy's the hidden gem. You know, like, it's all,
right,
oh, I'm
right. That's just it.
Because nobody hates the back end of the draft, because most of us haven't watched a lot of these guys.
But here, for some reason, here, every draft in every professional sport is prospecting, right? So your higher prospects go in the first few picks and so forth and so on, right? But let's not act like all of your prospects hit. And we have examples of where there's guys that were picked where they were picked. And some people thought that was too high.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted Randy Moss. Nobody wanted Dan Marino. They had, what, 5 quarterbacks go before him? Hell, nobody wanted Tom Brady. He was, like, damn near the last pick in the draft. So let's not act like of all of these people making comments on the draft and the success and failure of the draft, like they know what the hell they're talking about either.
Don't forget about Froggy 49er over here, who's favorite, Brock Purdy.
Whoa, I mean, he's good.
Right.
He's good, remember.
Right.
Good.
Right.
Value right there.
It is value. I can't disagree with that.
Not anymore.
It is well, no, he's not paid yet, but they gotta pay other people.
Right. So like while we sitting here and
it's a new Steve Young.
We're sitting here and trying to, you know, criticize or critique all of the draft picks and where guys got drafted, keep in mind, I didn't have a problem with who Atlanta drafted because of the position. I had a problem of why would you pay a quarterback with a torn Achilles, $100+ million, and then draft the guy who's also been injury prone.
Yeah, that's by far the weirder question to me.
Right.
Like, is like, I don't
right.
even.
Right. It's not about drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, we see guys. Look, if you like your quarterback, you like your quarterback to go for Michael Penix. Is it early for Michael Penix? Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. We saw it was a crazy year for quarterbacks, 6 in the first 12 picks. But
right.
I don't understand the Kirk Cousins thing. That just makes it strange.
Right. That's it's the combination of both that have me question the draft pick. Like, here. If you're going to draft a quarterback, you better draft one as healthy as an ox, okay? Because you got a quarterback who you don't know. They signed him $100+ million. They have no idea what his return is going to look like.
Yeah, it'd be like if the Dolphins, like, gave Tua the extension and then drafted Michael Penix. Like, it's strange. I don't get it. It's anyway.
Right.
Well, here's Chris Greer. This is his assessment on people who say their picks can't help this year.
We don't really worry about what other scouts and other people say. It's about dealing for the Miami Dolphins and how we feel where the player is at this stage and what he needs to do to develop as a player and what he can contribute and do. And we're always talking about how we think the player fits in and what he can contribute this year, possibly. You know, there's no guarantees or absolutes, but we feel strongly in the players and believe in them. And this isn't, you know, we're still trying to win this year. This is not about worrying about 2-3 years down the line. This is, we're all about having the best team possible to win games this season.
There you go. Chris Greer.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Hmm?
Is that, like, you know, there's a lot of people who thought Ryan Leaf was better than, was that the Peyton Manning draft?
Yep.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who thought Ryan Leaf was better, right? Let's not forget what happened when the Raiders drafted with Purple Syrup out of LSU. I forgot his name.
DeMarcus Russell.
Let's
call him Purple
right?
Syrup.
Right. Listen, like, it happens. It happens. But at the time, listen, at the time, anybody who had the first pick in the draft would have taken DeMarcus Russell. Right? Like, it is, like, we're making it sound like that was the only team that made this mistake.
Well, but mostly Al Davis is going to take DeMarcus right. Russell.
Right.
Mostly.
So, like, it happens. It happens all the time.
But even that's like, the Dolphins are in a different position than that. Like, it's not like they're even rebuilding or knowing what the talent is or whatever. Like, the Dolphins, right. I think everybody thinks that you screwed up or you messed up because you didn't get us guys that can help you win the division this year. And, you know.
But how do you know that?
We don't. Like, that's, I think, right. the point. Like, you don't know.
That's my point. Like, okay, so if they were to draft this other guy, there's no guarantee he was going to work. All you're doing is taking information you have based on what your team is, how your team is comprised, and try to do the best you can to kind of further along what you've been building on. Now, what makes it tougher in this situation, you have no idea when Chubb and Jalen Phillips are coming back. No idea. You like to think you have an idea, but they ain't playing football yet. So, do I understand why they would get some players? Because keep in mind, defensive line, you rotate anyway. So, even if you're going to protect those guys when they come back and give them limited minutes or limited plays, you still need to have some guys that can come in and play while they're out.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
15 Minutes of Heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy, 560 WQAM. Game four tonight. Miami Heat, Boston Celtics, first round series. 7:30. Giving away white t-shirts again today for White Hot Heat. It's my favorite thing. I love when Mike Biamonte gets to bully the people into putting the shirts on. Love it.
Wow. What is
they think he's going to leave, and he's not.
Oh.
He's like, put the shirt on. Ooh. And then like they're like they think they wave, they think they're cute when they throw the shirt, like they put it in front of them. He goes,
No.
He goes, now put it on.
Love that.
He's relentless.
Yeah.
Love
I mean,
it.
Come on.
There's a lot of people that paid a lot of money for them seats and them outfits.
Yeah, well, guess what? Be a team, be a fan, and put on your damn white t-shirt. That's
go
what
to the regular season if you want to be
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, if you want to wear what you want to wear, cool. Or you want to wear the sexy outfit, and you want to wear, or you want to wear the fly outfit, wear white. I'm talking to you too, Ricky Rose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Too busy beefing with Drake. Make sure you're wearing white, buddy.
Let's go. Get it together, people, all right? It's White Hot Heat playoffs. Been the same thing now, year after year after year. Get it together, all right?
How would you have felt? You were a fan of what they did prior to tip-off in regards to the Code Red thing.
Genius.
Great game ops. How would you have felt if for one game they decided to do Red Hot and then instead of the whiteout?
Nope.
Well, we would have lost by 20 anyway, so I understand why it would have been.
Why would I want to do that? They did do that. I think.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, 5 was the red zone?
I think remember that. Red, I remember.
By the way.
Then they did Back in Black.
Yeah.
Kristaps Porzingis did what he wanted.
Hmm?
Yeah. Because we were wearing the wrong color. Shouldn't have been red.
That's all you wanted to say is that just Kristaps Porzingis, by the way, did what he wanted?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really did what they wanted in that first quarter. They just did more of less of what everybody wanted to do. The Heat just did nothing.
They have some ugly starts, like both of these teams.
Here was Love, who played 4 minutes in the last game. This is him on what he saw in that performance yesterday after practice. And if they can bounce back from it.
Yeah, I think the Celtics inserted their will. They did a lot of things that, on the defensive end maybe made us uncomfortable. On the offensive end, we just didn't take advantage of, our ball movement, some of our mismatches, some of the guys that we wanted to attack on that side of the ball. But I think we have a way better game plan for tomorrow. But so much of it was mental. It wasn't even the game plan. I thought we had a really great setup of our game plan. We just didn't execute on both sides of the ball, and a lot of that was, just up here between the ears, just making sure that we execute that and, let the chips fall. But I don't think that we played as hard, as we typically do last night. And I think, that just wasn't our identity. That wasn't who we are. So we can have a lot better effort tomorrow.
Used identity like Spo, Goosies.
Because they're the same age, dude.
Goosies.
You're doing it again, Leroy.
What?
You did it to Haslam last year. Now you're age-shaming Kevin Love.
I'm not age-shaming. It's a fact.
He's not that old.
Yeah, he's only 35.
Ooh. Kevin Love.
He's the same age as Jimmy.
Yep.
Why do we feel so much differently about K-Love than Jimmy?
Jimmy laid down the jinx. He's not the same age. Jimmy's a year younger, but Jimmy laid down the jinx on us during the broadcast.
It's probably the salt and pepper.
I liked it, though. What else is he supposed to say,
I don't know.
Just not that. Don't talk about
numbers. Get freezing cold taked in the middle of the game.
Oh, when he said, just let us get one?
No, he's like, he then did an interview where he goes, we're going to go up 2-1, and then they did not go up 2-1.
And then about 5 minutes later, we were down by 20.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
and then once again, we had Hauser and Jason Tatum just hitting three after three.
Here's the thing about a player or Jimmy. I don't care that they think that. You got to believe that.
Yeah, you got to be a goldfish.
Right?
What?
That's what Ted Lasso says, right? Short memory.
Huh.
What? Got to be a goldfish. Like that.
I'm not. We're not taking quotes from Ted Lasso, dude. Why do you make it?
He's a good coach. He's a good coach. Goldberg's a good goalie. Put him on the same team.
Goldberg, you know, though, he's tough.
First of all, if that's the case, then Hard B times. Should be the Panthers goalie.
No, we already got an award winner.
Vezina. Mm-hmm. About to be three-time Vezina. Does he get a scooter?
Wow, you think so? I don't think that. Is that the same company?
Or is that Vespa?
I think it's a Vespa. Vespa.
Oh, my goodness.
Minus one.
Isn't Vezina a person?
Minus one.
No, that's Vecna from Stranger
Things. I didn't know if it was like the George Foreman grill, you know? Like, maybe it was Vezina. He was the greatest goalie ever, but he invented scooters. Put his name on it.
Oh, it's a Z.
He's like, he goes, what are you going to do? What are you going to do post career, Vezina? He goes, I got a great investment opportunity with scooters.
Here you go. George Vezina.
Was he the greatest? When did he goaltend?
Ooh.
See, like the Jason mask?
Why did you pipe down while I read this story, you jackass?
Wow. Sure.
Jesus.
Vezina collapsed during a game in 1925 and was diagnosed as having tuberculosis, which he died of in 1926.
Jeez.
Okay, but was he a good goalie, though?
You're shaming me for something that literally happened 100 years ago?
I don't know. Oh, no. Like, that's what the trophy was named after.
Sorry to
And if I put the spelling up, 9 out of 10 people pronounce it wrong.
Yeah, I know. It looks like Veniza, right?
Vezina?
Vezina, yeah. Oh, only two Stanley Cups, huh?
So he didn't invent the scooter.
No, not the same guy. Died in 1929. 26. 29.
When did the scooter get invented?
Vespa. I don't think scooters were invented when he died, but we'll just keep going.
They barely had cars, you jackass!
That bicycle with the one big wheel and the tiny little wheel in the back?
1946.
What was invented in 1946?
The Vespa.
Really? Is that
old? Not the same guy.
No, it was a Corradino Desciano.
That dude from the Canadiens already won the award like 6 times by then.
What the hell is wrong with you guys?
We'll take a quick break. Back after this. Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Hey, the NBA and NHL postseasons are underway, and we got a great way for you to watch the games, giving away a $250 gift card to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. For your chance to win, go to WQAM.com/contest to enter. That simple. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Eat, drink, play. Watch sports. Let's get to a little all right. Oh, no. To close out the day, my all right goes to Conor McGregor.
All right.
Making investments, wow. Leroy. Making investments. He has bought a piece of bare knuckle fighting championships. So they have brought Conor McGregor into the fold.
That is a brutal sport.
See, nothing ever came from that incident at the FTX arena at the time.
I think it got dismissed.
Alrighty. Well, then, keep it going, baby.
I think it got dismissed. He'll be, I think he's fighting, and his return is June 29th, I think, against Michael Chandler.
Gooses?
Of course, Gooses.
Nice.
Of course, Gooses. That's what we all really want to see, is we want to see if the guy fights. Not been very good at that lately, but... See if he can dial it up, especially after breaking his leg.
Nah. Hey, gross. The level of crazy in fighters seems to grow exponentially with the amount of losses they get added to their record.
Agreed.
Like, even think of when Mike Tyson started going downhill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
We were reading during the break, Mike Tyson has said that he's given up weed and sex for the last 6 weeks in preparation for the Jake Paul fight. He's looking to be in the best shape. This guy's trying to convince me. I'm going to sprinkle something on him.
Is it working?
I'm definitely going to sprinkle something on him.
Altman seems interested. He's, you know, he's
I think I go like this, J-Fig. I don't think I can think a 60-year-old is going to win a fight, but I'll bet on him. I also don't love the fact that they're wearing giant gloves. Like, I wish Mike Tyson got to wear the 10-ounce gloves.
It almost looks like, you know, when you go to, like, a bar and they put the big-ass gloves on people?
Yeah.
It's almost like that.
No, they're essentially wearing sparring gloves. That's what they're wearing.
Right.
So, but,
Tyson can't hurt Jake Paul.
Anyway, my oh no goes to Joel Embiid. You know, like,
oh no,
you're still going
every time. Him. Every time you think this dude is not going to top himself with the whining and throwing people under the bus, he goes and does it to his own fan base. It's just a rotten move by him. But I will say, I'm not saying, you know, task at hand, because obviously we got a must win tonight. We got task at hand, but. Looks like it's shaping up for a very interesting summer. Very interesting.
You see what he's doing, huh, Jennifer?
Very interesting. I didn't say anything.
Of course they do.
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying.
You don't have to say nothing. We know.
Shaping up to be
We know.
What do you got, Leroy?
My all right is going to go to the young men that got drafted to the Dolphins. I want to wish them luck. Doesn't matter where you got drafted,
right.
You know, you make of your career what you want, and I look forward to seeing this opportunity. It's guys that I haven't seen play football, so I'm excited to watch them play. My oh no, and I hate doing this because it was rather funny, but Charles Barkley, you can't.
Oh no.
Say, my man, you can't apologize to one part of Texas while blasting another part of Texas.
It's a very big story. Right? It's a very big story.
That's a great apology.
He goes, the water in Galveston is muddy, but I want to apologize to Galveston. I would rather hang out with the big women in San Antonio.
Just so bad.
and although I was amused, and you should probably give an old no to Chuck. Right? Because Chuck is my Tobin.
Oh, right? No.
Shaq is my Tobin. He know what to get to say to get Chuck going.
Tell him, Chuck.
Tell him what you think of San Antonio, Chuck. You know,
he's having the greatest time.
Shaq is just egging him on. Shaq ain't got to take no heat. And he knows that Barkley is going to step in it.
Well, Shaq would never fat shame. He's the chief fun officer of Carnival.
Yeah, but wait, you talk about two guys who on that set are the biggest human beings on planet Earth. How they gonna fat shame anybody?
I don't know. You're not letting him into
anybody,
the
all I got to say is if Shaq wanna call somebody fat, like they talk about Wilson down in New Orleans. Can I mention Celtic Shaq? Exactly.
J-Fig, what do you got?
Well, guys, after 15 years of not touring the U.S., I was finally able to check off a band from my concert checklist.
Mudvayne?
Bucket list. No, not yet. On Friday, I went to go see the Veronicas, and it was the highlight of my weekend. So that is my all right.
The Veronicas.
They are an Australian band.
Are they women?
They are twin sisters.
Oh, yes. That's all right.
What's that?
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
Do they play the didgeridoo?
No.
What do you got for your own?
Okay. Well, it was worth it, by the way. 15 years was worth waiting. And my oh no, well, I was going back and forth watching the Panthers and the Heat. And after halftime, I stayed watching the Panthers.
Wow. You were rats off a ship?
I was rats off a ship. I tried.
It was hard. It was a struggle. Like, it's one thing to get blown out 140 to 120. It's another thing to get blown out 104 to 84. That's excruciating.
What about you, Marcos? Welcome back.
Thank you,
after many days away. What are your all rights and oh no's?
So I'm kind of at a crossroads in life here, gentlemen. I have an all right and I have an oh no that are could kind of be either. So I'm going to start with one that intrigued me, and I want to know if you guys saw this same thing as well. It was something that we had previewed before the draft had begun. Bill Belichick has a personality, guys. I don't know if you guys are aware of this.
I've told you that.
I don't like it.
It is something that I'm not sure, because at times I hear it, and I'm happy to see him no longer the curmudgeon that we know. But then it's like, am I really going to have to see this guy every single Monday on Pat McAfee? This was him during the draft.
All we know is tonight was awesome, and well, thank you.
Is there any chance I could be on your show during the fall?
Desperate, yeah.
Like, because like Mondays?
Shameless.
Yeah, maybe something like that. I was in I got fired twice in Detroit.
Okay.
In 76, after the season,
idiot.
They fired us, right? But then they couldn't get Knox to come, so they rehired us. And then fired us in 77. And so I don't want to get fired here tonight and make it a hat trick.
No, how about you get hired? How about every Monday this fall?
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Boom. Damn. Hey, how about that, man?
Let's go.
Let's see if we can work that out.
Shameless, dude.
Wow.
Jesus.
All right.
So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give it, although I was happy to see him smiling, I don't want to hear him every Monday. I'm tired of Bill Belichick. He gets my own no.
Oh, no.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, so it, you don't like seeing people like in a different light?
Nope.
Till you realize, hey, he's not a curmudgeon. It was just an act.
No, definitely not.
Really?
I still don't trust this guy.
Do a show with you. Everybody thinks I hate you.
Snake, dude.
Do you not understand that?
Nobody thinks you hate me.
Yes! They go, are you gonna kill Tobin this week? I'm like, dude, we hang out all the time. What are you talking about?
It's more
about?
Like they question how he puts up with you, because I've heard it several
times. Yes! Nobody really believes. No, they really hang out.
And then they wonder if it's all an act, and it's really not.
Right. Like, is that not possible?
You know, that brings up
the only time you've ever yelled at me. Let me say, whenever I have a question about work, whenever I call Tobin. The only time he's ever got mad at me is when I asked him a hockey question.
It was a lot.
It's not just hockey questions. You asked me really detailed hockey questions.
He really got mad at me.
I don't know.
I don't understand why you got so mad.
What is, what's your all right?
So
they're both.
That's both?
Both of them. Okay, look, let me just say that was my oh no, because I don't want to hear from him every Monday. I do want to bring up something, as I was in Detroit for the show with Crowder. Mm-hmm. A fan of the show. I actually attended and hit me with a Leroy and Goosies. They were celebrating their anniversary. So all the way in Detroit, still got fans over there.
Nice.
I
went to school there, right?
Yeah, for sure. But I think they were from Miami specifically. It wasn't an Ann Arbor connection. Yeah, I think it was a Miami connection. His wife was from Detroit. You know, he went from
hardcore doll fans.
Yeah, indeed. Honestly, some of the best doll fans live outside of South Florida.
Did you follow my rules for the weather?
Avoid the cold.
No.
Oh, go shirtless. I did not. I did not indeed follow
Maybe next
your
time.
Rules. Next time. There's another opportunity for sure.
That's why you were cold.
That's right. Stupid jacket.
Why you tote around a sweater, dude? You should
why
be
it's
okay?
still cold there?
I don't understand. I really didn't understand.
What about Punxsutawney Phil? Didn't he tell everybody it was going to be cool?
Well, I need to speak to that guy.
You trust anything from New England? Yeah, or is it in Pennsylvania?
That's why I don't want Bill Belichick on my team.
Once, Punxsutawney Phil better watch out. One more season, Joel Embiid will call him out.
He's thinking Punxsutawney Phil got fired.
A little chilly on the drive to the arena tonight. Okay, so that was my oh no. My all right is, I'm not sure if you guys have seen pictures of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Have you seen these pictures that are circulating around the internet following their victory over the Miami Heat?
No.
Well, apparently they have hit the town. I believe they were seen at 11, which, as you may know, is a 24-hour strip club. And I'm not sure. I could be wrong, but I think they were also, you know, somewhere in South Beach.
You say it's a 11's a 24-hour strip club, so they got 6 a.m. boobies?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They basically have this the whole time.
Really? Exactly. But unlike the experience.
Stripper take a nap?
I mean, depends on what. Maybe she just got to work. Depending on more or less what club they went to can explain these picks that are going around. And it is my all right. I am positive that they have the South Beach flu after seeing these picks of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I am almost positive, more or less, they have been caught with the South Beach flu. And I am very, very interested. Yeah.
Whoa.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. All night in Miami will do that to you.
Hey, Jaylen Brown has no chin.
I know.
Wow.
So with that being
said. And I feel like I want to play that Geico song. Everywhere I go with the caveman.
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. Right. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Anybody miss me? No? Okay. All right. Cool.
Okay, hold on. I'm not saying.
Wait,
hold on.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Wait.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. No, 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 no. I'm gonna say something first.
Let me say this.
Go ahead. You say something.
No, I'm gonna say something.
Then I'm gonna say something. You say something.
Then after you two are done, I got something to say.
You're gonna say to me,
can someone say something?
Hope you mother have a good day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.